League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Beasley switching in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Boyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody, and welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As always, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Big, big thank you for tuning in tonight. We got a lot to talk about. We appreciate Austin stepping in tonight for Guillermo. Austin, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Call in number 713-780-3776. Keep that handy. We're giving tickets away tonight. 713-780-ESPN. And we're streaming at ESPN975.com. That's also where you get the podcast of this show. We invite you to like, follow, subscribe to the podcast, which can also be found on Google, Apple, and Spotify. Subscribe. We want you on the Soccer Matters team. UEFA Nations League today. Dynamo Talk. Alex Morgan retirement. It's all in the first team here tonight. I got tickets. Dynamo, Real, Salt Lake. Ultimately, as soon as tomorrow, we're going to have tickets for the El Clasico on October 13th at Energy Park between Chivas and Club America, who will meet in a soccer celebration there. Incidentally, you can get a little taste of that match. If you're not a hardcore Chivas or Club America fan, you can get a little taste of that match as those two will meet in Liga MX play this weekend in what is called El Clasico. David Fletcher is going to join me in the final segment. We're going to talk about the El Clasico, but we're also going to go over the greatest international games in Houston soccer history and really in recent times that have helped to grow the game, which has helped to identify and take to the next level the eyeballs on this market, which ultimately led to us getting awarded seven games in the 2026 World Cup, which is in 2026, right around the corner. But without all of that high-profile stuff coming through Energy and Shell Energy Stadium, that was a big part of it, no question about it, because that grabbed the attention of people globally on Houston as a soccer market, and so many fought to bring the World Cup here. So a big thanks to David Fletcher. We're going to have some fun with that because he's got some remembrance of a lot of these games that maybe I don't have from his perspective, being with Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Johan Cruyff Arena, Netherlands 2-2 draw today. Dutch and Germany, that's UEFA Nations League. Nathan Ake went off injured in that one. The Dutch scored at the beginning of each half. A lot of pressing play led to immediate chances. England 2-0 over Finland. Hungary and Bosnia 0-0. Czech Republic 3-2 over the Ukraine. Greece 2-0 over Republic of Ireland. Don't forget, recently it was Italy. Big, big win over France. So maybe the Italians are back. All right, so the U.S. are getting set right now to take on New Zealand. And Mickey Varis has put out a lineup. He's the interim coach. He was on the staff of Greg Berhalter. He's put out a lineup which has got a number of changes in it. It's a 4-4-2, it looks like. Matt Turner in goal. Christopher Lund in the left-back position. Now, he was a Danish youth international, if you don't know a lot about him. He's currently at Palermo. He did the one-time switch to the U.S. national team. But I like the fact that, you know, we're looking at more outside backs and trying to find some solutions there to add to the depth of those two positions. Obviously, Anthony Robinson has been excellent in the left-back position for the U.S. Sergiño Dest injured. Joe Scally's had a large run there. So Marlon Fossey will get a run on the right side, who's played currently at Standard Liège in Belgium. He's 26 years old. He's got a dual passport, America and England. He played for the under-20 U.S. team. Was at Fulham for a time period. Never played there and then was loaned out to Shrewsbury and Bolton, but right now plays at Standard Liège. Mark McKenzie and Chris Richards will start at center back. I like this. Love Tim Ream. Thought he had an amazing World Cup. Tremendously calm composure. But I think you got to start giving those minutes to people that are going to play in the 2026 World Cup for you. I'm not sure that's going to be Tim Ream. So McKenzie in the lineup. Richards is going to captain the team. You'll remember he was brought from Alabama as a youth player to Houston by Eric Quill. Eric Quill's the USL coach at New Mexico United, who draw about, I think, 8, 9 to 10,000 a game in Albuquerque. He brought Chris Richards to Houston when he was with the Texans Youth Club, and Richards was there a short amount of time. Eric said to me, he said, look, I have to move this kid somewhere. Either has to be to the Dynamo or Dallas. He moved them to FC Dallas, and they reaped the benefits of him ultimately going overseas, signing with Bayern, and then on to the Premier League. So Richards will captain the team. That's a big deal for a young player. Two wide midfielders, Haji Wright and Aronson. And then in the middle, I like this. Let's see Aiden Morris, who's at Middlesbrough, and Yunus Musa, who's in La Liga. Let's see how that works out tonight. And then you got Balogun and Pepe up front. So an interesting lineup. I mean, it's New Zealand. You can play around with being a lot more attack-oriented, I think. But a lot of interesting things to see tonight. And I would just say this. Against New Zealand, you need to be a star man in this game if you're U.S. players. And let's see if there's an edge that comes back, because we certainly didn't see that against Canada. I thought that was a very disturbing performance, the lack of energy, the lack of fire. You would have to think players would be smart enough to think that Mauricio Pochettino likely was watching that game. The U.S. struggled with the Canadian press in that. Their mentality didn't seem right. And Mauricio Pochettino is now going to be introduced. The deal is done. He will apparently be introduced on Friday in New York as the next coach for the U.S. men's national team. And hopefully he's going to come in and lift the haze of the kumbaya that the U.S. national team has been diagnosed with. They need a real leader. They need somebody with a little bit of iron and steel now that can take this up a level and increase the healthy pressure on a group of players. I don't think there's any question. Mickey Varis said this after the 2-1 loss to Canada, quote, mentality is on the players. They know it. The mentality to fight, run, and sacrifice. I can't do that for them. That is on them. So he was not happy about what happened there. Portugal beat Scotland late. And guess who scored in that one? Our good friend Cristiano Ronaldo, who's still hanging on with Portugal. Bruno had the other goal. Scott McDominate from Manchester United, who's moved to Italy, got the Scotland goal. Denmark beat Serbia 2-0. That'll please our good friend at Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, Jan Christensen. And then Croatia, 1-0 victory over Poland, Luka Modric. So, you know, there's a lot of hearts still beating with some of these, iconic players like Luka Modric and Cristiano Ronaldo. So Croatia 1-0 over Poland. By the way, you know who started for Poland? The guy who was absent for LAFC here against Houston, Mateusz Bogusz, started up front with Robert Lewandowski. So he's a starter for Poland. And we're going to talk in the next segment more about the Dynamo, and we're going to dissect the midfield, talk about the struggles at home. We're going to talk data. Not a lot of opportunities for Easy Ponce. I'm going to call him Easy Ponce. Do you think that's a good nickname? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Comment on anything you like tonight. So out of the lineup, number of different changes, you know, with Aiden Morris, Haji Wright getting a start, Ricardo Pepi getting the start. So a lot of cool things to look at in this game here tonight, despite the fact that, you know, the measuring stick is New Zealand. I'm not being disrespectful to them, but it's not as though you're playing a Canada at that level even. But it looks like a 4-4-2, two strikers. We'll see what happens with the depth at the right back position. Mauricio Pochettino is going to be announced. We're happy for that. There's got to be a shakeup. There's got to be some fire. This is a guy you're going to have to prove yourself to, no matter who you are. A lot of expectation will come with this hire. And again, I was perplexed on the effort side, so I hope to see that from the U.S. tonight. 2 years out from the World Cup, we were waiting in vain for Pochettino to be finally hired, and now he is, so that's good news. By the way, Guillermo Ochoa is making a move. He wants to play in a sixth World Cup. For you Mexico fans, Mexico is going to play later tonight against Canada. That should be a good watch. And right now it's USA, New Zealand. So there we have that. All right. Let's move on here. Alex Morgan retired. It's kind of a weird deal. She played 13 minutes and then came off. So let's think of her in the vein of her career. I'm going to block out the time period from the last World Cup, which I've said it on the show a million times. I just thought what Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan were allowed to do to promote themselves over their team bothered me. I don't know if it bothered you. It's not going to bother the fangirls and the fanboys of Alex Morgan. So I'm gonna back away from that and go to her career. Her career was amazing. 224 games, 123 goals, fifth all-time, 176 goal contributions for the national team. So when you think of defining players that teams were built around, you have to think of her. She changed the complexion of the national team at that time. Now you're thinking of Michelle Akers. You're thinking of Mia Hamm. You're thinking of Carly Lloyd. You're thinking of Abby Wambach. And you're thinking of Alex Morgan. These were players that, in a lot of ways, changed the complexion of the national team. Women's national team during their time periods, right? Fantastic career. The way she ran the channels, left-footed, excellent player, very dynamic, and an amazing career. So she retired last night. I think she played 13 minutes for San Diego. I think Landon Donovan's the coach of that team. So it's one you got to keep an eye on. By the way, I have a U.S. soccer legend on the show tomorrow night. Christine Lilly is going to join me tomorrow night, the former World Player of the Year, 23 years on the U.S. Women's National Team. We're going to ask her both about Anson Dorrance retiring at University of North Carolina, where he was also initially the Women's National Team coach. We're going to talk to her about her career, but we're also going to ask her about Alex Morgan and many other things. So Christine Lilly, for all of you out there, she doesn't do a lot to bang her drum post-career. You know, a lot of athletes do that. You know, there's sponsorship deals. There's promotional deals. You know, she's just quietly at going into coaching. Christine and I did a UT game, I think, on the air a couple of years ago. Very humble. Most capped player in the history of soccer, men and women. Most appearances for a national team, 354. She had 130 goals. She was a dribbler. She was technical, set people up, improved others around her, shared the football, four-time national champion at UNC, World Cup winner, Olympic gold, Hall of Fame. There you go. That's a big get tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776. Is the number to call in. So I would have to say that the U.S. got the best coaching hire they probably could have at this point. I'm excited for Pochettino to come in. He's a winner. He's been in a Champions League final. It'll be his first stint as a national team coach, which is very different than the daily work on the field that you do. But this is an interesting hire. He's a former manager at Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain, Tottenham Hotspur. He is the, along with Jurgen Klinsmann, the most accomplished manager to ever coach the U.S. men's national team. And I would think you might put him ahead of Klinsmann because he got to a Champions League final, certainly from a club perspective. But he's been successful pretty much everywhere he's gone. High-pressing game is something we're going to probably look to see, maybe taking up another notch or two. But he's going to have to implement a clear style pretty quickly, and he's had a track record of doing it. So I think we have to be pretty excited about this. I certainly am. I want to see this manager. He's going to bring in a staff, too. That's the other thing. He's going to have a number of his staff joining him to help accomplish what he wants to and needs to accomplish. So I'm excited to see him with his staff. And I'm sure that he's maybe asked for even more control. So there you go. Mauricio Pochettino. I guess we're happy about that. Tell me about it. 713-780-3776. It's the world's greatest rock and roll band, Cactus Musical, like this. This was a total call. This was not my call because everybody knows I like the Rolling Stones. This was Austin's call. He came up with this. Yeah. It's called Respectable. We need a little bit of respect, don't we, these days? People need to be respectable to each other a little bit more. All right, we'll take a break here. A couple of things here. Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, get your tickets to El Clasico. Club America taking on Chivas. Also, want to remind you about Hugh O'Connor's Pub out on I-10, the Marquee Entertainment Center. Great beer and whiskey offerings. Get out there. Hugh O'Connor's Pub. And also the best in modern contemporary furniture. It's Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Quick stop in today before I came here at Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe. The best empanadas. They've got the choripan sandwich. You want real football food when you're watching games and having house parties watching a game. Get the Argentine empanadas, Little Patagonia. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Glenn Davis here for the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm are personal injury attorneys ready to handle your case. If you get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, work construction, drive an 18-wheeler, or work in a refinery, well, if you get in an accident, you need the expertise of the best in the business, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, bilingual, the Daspit Law Firm, passionately pursuing justice for the injured, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
The newest must-visit destination to enjoy locally brewed craft beer, locally distilled spirits, and great food is Tejas Brewery and Tap Room, located in Sawyer Yard. Tejas Beer and Brewery is having their official grand opening event this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with entertainment, giveaways, and more. Watch NFL and college football games in the air conditioning or sit on their outdoor patio. Doors open at 11 a.m. every day. For more info, visit TejasBeer.com.
Hi, this is Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I buy houses cash. Call me today at 832-779-4000. I'll buy your house for cash and pay you cash up front. I'll buy houses in any price range and any location in the Houston area. Do you own a house that needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying fixer-upper houses. Do you have a tenant living near property? Not a problem. I'll buy your house with the tenant in it. Do you think your property would be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation for houses in any condition. Do you want the best price for your house? done. I'll beat any offer you have on the table. Remember, if you need cash fast, I'll pay you cash up front. Give me a call today. Sean at Greenlight Offer Buying Houses. Call me at 832-779-4000. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today. Woo!
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
If your patio furniture is looking shoddy, Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. Right, Robin?
We'll give it a facelift like you've never seen before.
Free pickup and delivery at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. 281-676-3888 for all your patio furniture needs.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We're going to get into the Dynamo here. Struggles at home. We're going to take a look at the Dynamo midfield. Inability to score goals is a little bit of a concern. Also now with the loss of Lawrence Sonnali, who might have been a wonderful foil to things going on. So we'll talk about the Dynamo. So right now, before we get into this segment, I want to throw out two pairs of tickets right now. It's 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Two pairs of tickets. Caller number two, caller number four to the Dynamo RSL on Saturday night. Caller number two, caller number four, 713-780-3776 to the Houston Dynamo, Real Salt Lake. All right, so you want to go to that game? You want to go for free? 713-780-3776. So seeing the boards lighting up now, so that's good to see. Because you Dynamo fans, you don't like to talk about your team too much. I wish you did more. It seems to have faded. Used to be more Dynamo chatter. People used to have a little more willingness to debate it and talk about it. I do want to mention this about Caitlin Clark. Wow. That's a phenomenon. Really is a phenomenon. I would add to this, to her game, the endurance she has. She's handling the ball all the time. She's constantly defended. She orchestrates the whole thing. She's lifting an entire team. Aaliyah Boston, by the way, is from the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, which I have family on. So when you go into the airport in St. Thomas, there's a sign that says the island is the home of Aaliyah Boston, which is pretty cool. She had a big game the other night. But interesting about Caitlin Clark, she talks like a coach after games. She weaves everybody in. She's only 22 years old. There's a lot to learn from her. She's lifting and creating others. First time in the playoffs for Indiana. And I get the whole want and desire to compare her and Angel Reese because of the college thing, but the skill sets are completely different. Clark's skill set is, despite the fact that they're very differing positions, her skill set is, she's got a bigger toolkit. The scary thing is she's going to get even better. Okay, so enough on Caitlin Clark. Let's talk about the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776 if you want. Dynamo and LAFC, 0-0. Here are some of the data, because everybody loves the data these days. The data doesn't quantify everything. Data's good. I think it's utilized perfectly to a point. I think if you over-dataize things or go too heavy on data, you miss things. Because the eye test is still very important. Possession for the Dynamo, 63%. Well, we knew that was going to happen. When you saw a lineup that had Kai Kamara and Olivier Giroud and no Bouanga, no Bogush, you knew this was not a team that is the normal vertical threat. So it was a very different team. You could really push people forward, by the way. Dynamo, 12 shots to 6. So with 63% of it, you still only had 12 shots, and you only had 4 on goal. That's not enough. I don't care if you say you had good chances. It's not enough. And the best chances came through penetration and Griffin Dorsey getting to the end line. It didn't come through, you know, moving the ball around the top of the box with these guys packed in defensively, not conceding any space behind. Really, Griffin Dorsey, and then one Coco ball, I think, that Coco whipped in. It's good to see him back. That's where your danger came from. But I think the Dynamo have become predictable. It's a worry. They had 677 passes to 372. Again, LAFC didn't want the ball. Chirundolo didn't want the ball. Didn't want it. 6 corners to 5. Now, with only 36% possession, LAFC earned 5 corners. 14 crosses for the Dynamo to 9 for LAFC. Steve Clark had to only make one save. I mean, his biggest job in that game was staying awake. Hugo Lloris had 4 saves. We had 2 World Cup winners here, and nobody said a thing about it in Houston. Nobody. Except me. Hugo Lloris. Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back. Olivier Giroud. These guys are legends of the game. This is the French national team. These are World Cup winners. We have a World Cup in 2 years. Easy Ponce. Ezequiel Ponce had only 2 shots as a center forward. This is not a system that's going to give center forwards a lot of looks. It's tough. And the home struggles continue. 4-3-6 at home. 19 points lost. 18 home points, 23 road points. Dynamo need to beat Real Salt Lake in this game on Saturday. All right. I'm gonna break from the Dynamo. I'm going to come back to it. Bill wants to say something about Mauricio Pochettino. I think it's a good thing since this is a big hire. Bill, what's on your mind tonight? Thanks for joining us on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
How you doing, Glenn? Yeah, I just wanted to go back. I was listening to what you said about the hire of Mauricio Pochettino, and I'm excited about that. But you kind of mentioned something about him being able to bring in his staff and get something like full control. And you know, what stuck out to me with that is didn't we already do that with Jurgen Klinsmann? Haven't we already gone down this road? The reason it kind of resonates with me is basically watching Copa America this summer, and you know, our players, and I guess Pochettino, I hope, would come in and understand that, you know, I think he has to really change the culture of our players, because it was really evident in that tournament, especially like the last game, I think, which was against Uruguay, and those players, that team was already through, already done, already advanced, and you know, they started their full team and came out and kicked the crap out of us. And you know, the players we have, I think I saw a few of them at the Chiefs game last Thursday night throwing popcorn into each other's mouth. So, you know, I think the big eye-opening thing is there's got to be a whole change of culture for our program. And I'm hoping that it's Mauricio.
I like this take. I think that's a standalone take. You don't need anything more from me. I think one way you do change the culture is you bring in a lot of your own staff. I'm sure he's going to have somebody who's going to help guide him with, you know, a lot of the other logistics around the U.S. But I'm excited for this. Yeah, I think throwing popcorn into mouths, that's great. And people are allowed to have fun. I get it. But, man, if you're a U.S. men's national team player out in public right now, you really got to think about that. As far as I'm concerned, the type of, you know, messaging you're giving after getting to your point, your you-know-what kicked in the Copa America on your own soil. I think there's a base of fans who want to see competition, meritocracy, winning. Let's get back to this. Now, I don't really care what you're wearing when you get out of your car coming to the game. And these, you know, so I think this is the guy to do it. Argentine football is 100% football. This guy should be really good for us. I like the call. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, so appreciate that from Bill. Good call from him. Yeah, culture does need to change. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the Germans say we love the American player because they're adaptable and they're fighters. And then, you know, we say in this country, our players are soft because of the culture, the environment, sometimes. I don't know. I think this is good, healthy pressure. Whether it's all true and right or wrong, there's no question it needs to move from kumbaya to a little bit more of a cauldron of fire, competition, passion, respect for each other in training, but beating people in training because you want to be the starter. There's a World Cup here in 2026. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't want to be on the field for a World Cup in 2026? And making that team starts now. And you're going to have to live up to it with a new manager. 713-780-3776. All right, back to the Dynamo home struggles. 4-3-6 at home. We've left 19 points on the table at home. 19 points. And the issue remains taking what you deserve when you dominate all these categories. And that's something the Dynamo are going to need to do. All right, I think we're going to... Okay, we got another U.S. soccer call, right? So I think we'll go to that, Austin. Raul, what's on your mind? Thanks for coming on to Soccer Matters tonight. Raul, you're on the air. Turn off your radio, Raul, okay? Turn off your radio so you don't get the feedback. All right, fire away. What's on your mind? Raul?
Yeah, okay. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm listening. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Novo, not Raul. Novo.
Oh, yeah, Novo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're doing a great job, but we need to change something with U.S. soccer, you know. Our boys are good, but the problem I have is that they are trying to play Brazilian style when they get to the 18-yard box. The next coach, what we need to do is once they get to 20 yards or 18 yards, don't look to dribble no more. Shoot. Because once you shoot, most of the time the keepers are not ready or they deflect the ball and then the next guy runs in and tap it in. So that should be a strategy we should change because we are doing exactly the same thing the Mexicans are doing. That is why a trio cannot score goals in international tournaments.
You know, that's that's an interesting point. And some people might be saying, oh, that's really simple. Yeah, but I think you're right. You know, if you look at the Houston Dynamo, too, this is the same issue. They get into the final third. We're trying to 1-2 our way through the thick nature of a ton of defenders. And there's shooting opportunities that are bypassed because people don't take the responsibility.
Yeah, because nobody's going to allow you to walk the ball into the goal. You got to shoot the ball, you know.
So, and why do you shoot? Because you have to prove to another team you're willing to do that, and that makes them react. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, it's the perfect foil to the other part of your game. If the Dynamo add in more long-range shooting and take responsibility and take more shots from longer range and the U.S. do the same thing, then you're affecting defenders. But if you're not willing to shoot from there, you're not moving anybody.
Exactly. 18 yards. That should be the basic.
I would say 18 to 25. I'd say 25.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you shoot. In fact, I'll give you an example. In 1984, if I'm precisely correct, because I'm originally from Nigeria, the late Nigerian superstar, Sam Oparaji, he scored against the best goalkeeper Africa has ever produced from Cameroon, Thomas Nkono.
Oh, yeah.
From the semicircle. They passed the ball to him. Immediately, he shot the ball. The keeper was not ready.
Yeah.
And the ball went straight into the net. So that's the strategy we need to employ with the U.S. national team. So we can begin to win games.
I love this comment, Uvo. And I knew you were a Super Eagle as well. So I have to ask you this. I knew you were a Super Eagle fan.
Yeah.
All right. So who's your top three Super Eagles of all time? JJ's got to be in there. Okocha.
Oh, yeah, J.J. Okocha, Stephen Keshi, and a relatively unknown player called Henry Owosu.
Okay.
Henry Owosu.
Owosu, okay.
Yeah, they were dynamic, yeah, yeah.
That's so, a very common Nigerian name.
Yeah, Nigerian, U.S. men's national team. The boys that can do these things, like Tim Ware. Tim Ware. He can shoot from 18 yards, you know. I mean, some of the other guys, you know. So
but Tim Way is, you know, he's a winger. It's hard for him to get good angles to shoot sometimes. But you're right, he can.
No, oh no, I've seen him shoot before, you know, because unexpected shot.
Uval, you there?
What?
I think.
I had this exchange with you on Twitter. Several months ago. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Yep. Keep going.
Okay. I had an exchange with you on Twitter a while ago. I said I have ideas that can transform soccer here in North America that would exceed what you have in Europe, that it would make America to become number one destination for players. And you did not agree with me, but I still believe that I'm 100% right.
So do me a favor, Uval. Call back next week. Let's talk about this. This is player development, right?
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
call back next week when we have more time, because we're not going to have enough time to get into this, and I want to recall the conversation I had with you. But I really appreciate your phone call, and then we'll talk about this next week. And go Super Eagles, right?
Okay. Okay. Go Super Eagles. Go U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, I like that. I like that from Uval.
You know
what? We need more Nigerian fans down to Dynamo games. So real quick here. Aliyu Ibrahim, 6 goals, 4 assists. Artur has 1 assist. This is your Dynamo midfield. 1 assist for Artur. Amin Bassi, 2 goals, 6 assists. Koko, 2 goals, 2 assists. Sebastian Kovalchuk, 3 goals, 1 assist. Latif Blessing has 5. He got those in and around like 3 games. So my point is here, you don't have a real natural finisher out of this midfield. You saw some of the shooting in the last game. Bossy's went up in the crowd. Artur. And listen, people are allowed to miss. I'm just saying sometimes I think our expectations, if we look overall at this Dynamo midfielder as finishers, it needs one. Hector's only got a goal and an assist. And he's technically your number 10 because he's running the show. It's all just food for thought. I think the team has gotten a little predictable, though. With Dorsey on the right, with Aliyu on the left, I think it's gotten predictable. I think teams know about it. So, Dynamo, we're going to have to come up with something. And it'll start, hopefully, against Real Salt Lake. That's a good game this weekend. Take a break. Another pair of tickets right now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. And this police music brought to you by Cactus Music. Get down to Cactus for CDs and vinyl.
ESPN 97.5.
Most people are tired and worn down by the time they get to the mortgage part of a home purchase, so they don't properly shop their mortgage. That's when you should call Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage. His mission is simple: educate and help borrowers save money. With 29 years of experience, Kent can get you a quick quote without an application or credit pull. Call or text Kent at Dream Rate at 713-520-LOAN. That's 713-520-5626, or visit 975loan.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356-118. Equal housing. Lender.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brace for impact. The hardest-hitting tour of the summer. Five Finger Death Punch with Marilyn Manson. September 19th, the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, presented by Huntsman. Special guest, Slaughter to Prevail. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Five Finger Death Punch and Marilyn Manson. Part of the Xfinity Concert Series, presented by the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
The coin has spoken.
You don't need to flip a coin. Trust me, John Granato, the answer is Coors Light. It's crisp, clean, and refreshing. When it's hot outside, Coors Light is keeping Texas chill. As a man of the people, I'm all about keeping Texas chill. At the ball game, playing golf, winning poker, whatever I'm doing, it's always better with Coors Light. So grab a 12-pack or a case to drink at home and order a bottle with Blue Mountains at your favorite watering hole. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. I'm doing my part. Are you doing yours? But make sure that you celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. By the way, the weather at the Dynamo game this weekend in the 0-0 draw. In that match, absolutely gorgeous at Shell Energy Stadium. It continues right now. So we got El Clasico of Mexico coming up, October 13th. It'll be Chivas against Club America. Yes, they both are playing this weekend in a league game in Mexico. So if you want to get a flavor of what's going to happen, these teams have met 256 times. They're the two teams in Liga MX, as everybody knows, with the most Liga MX titles. Last year when they played in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, there was 86,000 people. There will be a big festival around this. There will be a big soccer celebration. Again, this is October 13th. It's going to be a great day at Energy Stadium. It'll give us a little bit of that World Cup 2026 feel. And the fact that this match is being hosted in Houston is a big deal, without a doubt. You can get your tickets at lsse.net, lsse.net. And we're going to have some to give away here in the future, so you can also come back and listen here. One of the big architects of this match and a lot of the international matches, he is David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Before we get to soccer, David, fresh off coming back from Indianapolis and catching the Texans' victory in their opener.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Glenn, for the opportunity this morning. It's a victory Monday here in Houston. I'm really excited to be up in Indy with the team this week as we got our season started on a great note. It's a big game here on Sunday night as the Bears come to town, and should be electric atmosphere at NRG. But that's something we've seen a lot of this summer and will into next month, as you just mentioned. Another big soccer event coming in October. A few Texans games before then, and it gets started on Sunday, and we're glad it starts at home after a victory this week in Indy. So should be a lot of fun.
Off to a great start, the Texans. All right, so let's get back. So before we get into El Clasico of Mexico and kind of describing this to those that may not know what it's about, listen, obviously there's a ton of Club America fans and Chivas fans here in the Houston area, but let's go back to some of the – I was thinking before having you on, let's talk about some of the great matches that have been in the stadium. I'm going to start with 2006 Barcelona and Club America.
There was a guy here, his name is escaping me, that played in that game for Barcelona that was – he's gone on to a pretty good career. So, Messi. Messi, that was the name I was looking for. Look, you know, 69,000-plus for that match, the first time Club America comes to Houston – First time Club America comes to NRG Stadium, one of the really the early opportunities, not just in Houston, Glenn, but across the country to see these friendly events come together in NFL stadiums. Our old friend Jamie Roots is a pioneer in bringing those events to Houston and really setting the stage for what has really become a massive market here in the U.S. for international teams to play. And that one was special, big night there. And yes, Messi, anytime he's in any building, it's a great night, but that was a fun one early in his career.
Yeah, I remember calling that on the radio. I'm not sure who I did that with. I might've done it with Pat. No, it wouldn't have been Pat Onstad because he was playing. Okay. So I'm going to move on now and pull us back even farther. The first ever game, U.S.-Mexico. I stood behind the goal because I was working with HDNet, and Marcelo Balboa and Daryl Ewalt and I, who was the producer at HDNet, stood behind the goal to watch that first ever soccer match at Energy.
Yeah, you know, the idea of playing soccer in NFL stadiums was very foreign then. And I mentioned Jamie and a number of people, Les Hallbrook, yourself, others who were really part of the Bob Yampe, who were part of the building Houston into the market that it is today from a soccer perspective, all sold Chuck Blazer on the idea that, you know, this can work. And everybody thought they were crazy. And sure enough, 70,000 fans later, an incredible night that I'm not underselling. This was a catalyst for what we see now. The major soccer events, the Copa Americas, the Gold Cups, and certainly the FIFA World Cup in 2 years, all coming to the U.S. and all coming to NFL stadiums on a regular basis. That was a big part of that history, and Houston was front and center.
And that was the start of this becoming a second home for the Mexican national team, no question about it. David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, joining us. All right, I'm going to jump us to U.S.-Argentina Copa Centenario. Remember that one? 2006. It's hard to believe that goes back to 2016.
It was another messy match. That event snuck up on a lot of people, Glenn. And if you remember the history of Centenario, it was going to be played in the U.S., then it wasn't going to be played at all, then it very quickly was going to be played in the U.S. And Houston was one of the shining stars of the tournament. We were number one in capacity, and that match was by far our biggest, the largest soccer crowd ever at NRG Stadium. Lionel Messi hits what has really become commonplace, but honestly, a shot that only he could hit, the free kick that he had from outside the box. I mean, if anybody else takes that shot, they miss it 999 out of 1,000 times, and he puts it in the absolute perfect place. And I've never seen an atmosphere like the first 8 minutes of that game, really the first half of that game. And when he hit that penalty shot late in the first half, it was culmination of just an incredible celebration. Really an incredible moment for soccer here in Houston. Not a great game overall, but the atmosphere was truly something we've never had.
David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. All right, so 1 year later, you decide to bring the Mancunian Derby here, Manchester City against Manchester United. I remember being at that press conference. You bring another one of the world's great rivalries to Houston.
You hosted that press conference, Glenn, and you did a fantastic job. So talk about bringing things to an epic level. Old friend of ours, Charlie Stilettano, and his group bringing in with the International Champions Tour, the first ever Manchester Derby outside of the UK comes to Houston, comes to Space City. Really a spectacular night, a night that you know, behind the scenes was actually really, really interesting. If you remember, Glenn, the tragedy that happened in Manchester with the bombing at the arena where Ariana Grande hosted a concert, that was 6 hours before that match was supposed to go on sale. And we, working with the promoters and the teams, obviously felt that it was not an appropriate time to go on sale with an event. So we held off almost a month. Let that process unfold. Certainly a lot of tragedy and grieving in the Manchester community, but it also helped when we did come back, give us an opportunity to really memorialize that moment, those families that were impacted, and obviously two of the biggest clubs in the world. Spectacular night, almost 70,000 in here. Drake taking out the game ball, J.J. Watt flipping the coin. I mean, it was something special, and something that I think Houston didn't see coming. Just a few short weeks later, Hurricane Harvey became part of our history, and a lot unfolded from there.
Boy, you got a great memory to kind of bookend that, and I love the respectful angle to that, holding off on the ticket sales. That's something special. All right, 2019, you dip into the German Bundesliga with legendary Bayern Munich and Real Madrid.
Yeah, another ICC event. Houston was the number one venue, or I should say NRG Stadium was the number one venue for soccer that year in terms of attendance. That game was a key part of that. Two of the biggest brands in the world. A lot of fun to work with both clubs. The German champions, obviously, Bayern Munich, really helped to help with our World Cup efforts. Created a great relationship with them, Chris Canetti and their organization of the World Cup office. Really worked and leaned on Bayern, some of their expertise and some of their relationships. I think it's a great part of our story as we were making our bid to be able to reach across the pond, talk to a brand and a group like that, and help us understand some things that we could use as part of our pitch. And a great match as well. That was one that was a lot of fun, and Bayern came out on top of that one over Los Blancos.
I remember the legendary Lothar Matthäus was in town as well. All right, let's switch gears now back to El Clasico. This is the next big one we got. It's October 13th, Club America, Chivas, tickets at LSSC.net. Man, when this one came to you or you reached out to get this one, this is a big one for this market.
Well, this was a market opportunity more than anything else. Yes, my if you will, white whale. I've been in this role for over a decade, and this was the match that we really wanted to try and bring to Houston for a variety of reasons. I mean, you already mentioned the brands of the clubs themselves, the two powerhouses in this region from a club perspective. The fan bases are unbelievable. The rivalry, over 250 matches played regular season and friendlies, and coming off of last year's 86,000 in the Rose Bowl, we knew we couldn't get that high. Although we might try and build some seats on the roof after. The way the Texan season is starting and the way this match is coming together, it's going to be a full house. And I mean, a full house here. Ticket sales are going very well and with good reason. These teams play once a year in the United States. This is one of the greatest rivalries in all the sport. And, I akin to the Yankees and the Red Sox playing each other. You know, I mean, that's really what this is for this sport and this region. And their fans definitely bring the energy when they come in. So for us to get it, it's a really exciting community-driven opportunity. And we're gonna try and take full advantage of it to make it the true celebration that it is. There's a lot of activities that are going on around the weekend. It is obviously, during the international break. So, the clubs, while they are in season, are using this as an opportunity to build their brand and to test some things on the field. But, man, it doesn't matter what happens. You put the red and white and the gold out there on the field, the yellow out there on the field, and they're gonna go at it hard. So we're really excited about this one and what it means to our community to host this celebration. Also a culmination at the end of Hispanic Heritage Month and having these two clubs just again shows what it means to have these type of events here in Houston.
Yeah, give you a real World Cup feel if you want to get out there. Club America, managed by Andre Jardine. Jonathan Dos Santos, his uncle Beto, played with here in Houston with the Houston Hotshots and with me on the
I know another guy who played there. Yeah.
Not on the Hotshots, but on the Dynamos. I hated indoor Dynamos. Soccer. Sorry. For full disclosure, I hated indoor soccer. It wasn't made for me. But they come in with Luis Malagon, Henry Martin up front. Chivas has got an American international, Cade Cowell, Rangel, Briseño, Sepulveda, a number of different names, Beltran, Gonzalez, and they are coached by the Argentine Fernando Gago. This is going to be special. Great opportunity for everybody to get out there. Again, it's LSSE.net to get your tickets. David, as always, thank you so much for coming on, giving us a great update there. It was fun to kind of go back in the history. And by the way, we left out a lot of big games. So
we did. We'll come back and do it again for sure. And I always appreciate the time, Glenn, and your support. I do want to reiterate one thing just on the way out here. This event will be a complete sellout. It is on track, but I do want to certainly give a shout out to Primetime, the promoter on this event. Really an affordable opportunity to get out here to NRG Stadium. And I know we've had tremendous matches here, and sometimes those are easier to get into than others. Great pricing around tickets, some real opportunities. They're putting together some packaging as well. LSSC.net to get the best prices and the best tickets that are left. But it just should be a lot of fun to be able to see these two come together and really appreciate your support in making it happen.
The promoters, Primetime Sports, and those are partnering up with LSSC.net, David Fletcher, and Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. It is October 13th, Chivas Club America. They're going to meet, they've met 256 times. They'll meet for a 257th this weekend in league play, and they'll be here in Houston. David, as always, thank you very much, and thank you for closing the show in big style here tonight.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, David Fletcher, that does it tonight here. Podcast at Spotify, Apple, and Google, ESPN975.com. Keep the soccer talk going. And until, tomorrow night, we'll do it again. And I got Christine Lilly, the former U.S. soccer legend, international soccer legend, Christine Lilly coming on the show, not only to talk about her career, but also the retirement of the legendary Anson Durance. That does it for tonight. Remember, soccer matters.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.